EA World.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into another edition of Cheers from the Press Box. I am your host, Brennan Tassif. Joined, as always, by my very good friend and co-host, Mr. Joe Dorville. What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Brennan? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We just had our, you know, weekly hour-long
discussion. We got to start recording that.
I also had two thoughts. We could probably talk about the second one later. But I was like, I think it was last week or the week before, I was like, we should just record these and make it a bonus on your podcast. And like, yeah. As we got into it, I was like, I should say it. I'm not going to say it, though.
You never said it. That'd be fun. Well, I'll just put them up on my Patreon.
Oh, man.
Just as a bonus. But that's neither here nor there. The second thing, I guess, Joe's going to tell me after the mics turn off, because I was actually kind of waiting for it. But
no, it's coming out.
If you are new to the program, we're here to talk sports, baby. We're here to talk some sports. We're going to talk about some of the major things going on right now. The WNBA draft, of course, that was this night. That was tonight. And then we're going to talk about NBA basketball. We got some play-in games coming up tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on with the end of the regular season, moving into the playoffs. We're going to talk about some of that stuff. Then we'll get to the quick hits. Quick! The NHL has a couple games left. MLB just getting started. We'll talk about the MLS. I don't know why we still talk about that. But then we will get to the one thing everyone's waiting for, which is the Fulham corner. Big win. But we'll get to that later. We're going to start this week the same way we do every week. Joe!
Ready to return the opening kickoff.
Perfect way to kick off.
Here we go.
Okay, so Sunday was the final day of the NBA regular season. Joe, did you have any kind of takeaways from the last day of it to kind of change your views that we've been talking about for the last 6 months or 4 months about how the playoffs are going to shake out?
Not a lot. The Knicks really wanted it. The Knicks really wanted to secure that second seed. Apparently some fans didn't want them to get that second seed because now they...
Yeah, a lot of people were scared of that second seed, but the Knicks went right after it.
That means they're going to end up with either Philly or the Heat, two teams that, you know, are dangerous at any moment. The Suns beat the T-Wolves. That was interesting. T-Wolves don't end up with a number one seed. The Thunder put a shellacking on the Mavs, who I think the Mavs just laid down their sword, didn't really go for it whatsoever. Yeah. They didn't play Luka.
The Suns T-Wolf thing was interesting to me, though, because the Suns seem to have the Timberwolves number. I think they're 3-1 in the season series. Mm-hmm. And because the Timberwolves lost that game, now they have to play the Suns.
Oh, yeah. The Suns are the 60. Yo, what?
Yeah. It's like, dude, you kind of just fucked yourself on that.
Interesting. The Lakers putting a hurting on the Pels, so now the Lakers have to play the Pels in the play-in, and the winner of that gets the honor of playing the Nuggets. So do the Lakers want those problems? Who knows?
Well, I think what's going to happen is the Lakers are going to beat the Pelicans, and then Golden State will beat the Kings, and then Golden State will beat the Pelicans. So we'll be going into this with the Lakers at 7 and the Golden State Warriors at 8.
Wow.
Very cool. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because Denver's Denver's the second seed, so they would have to play him.
So, yeah.
Golden really State drawn something nice.
We dropped the ball on, I think it was Thursday that was. The Nuggets could have beaten the – we won three games.
Do you
want to
talk about this?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this?
Do,
up 20 points at halftime?
We won the three games. I said in that the last time we spoke, I said there's four games left in the regular season for us. I know we're going to win three of them. And then we got the matchup against the T-Wolves. Well, we beat the T-Wolves very handily. And then we lost to the damn Spurs. As Brennan said, we were up big at the half. At one point, Wembanyama scored 17 points in 3 minutes. And we lost the game by one. I think it was 121 to 120. So
that's
really
a rough one
screwed
too.
Us as far as getting the number one seed. Also, that would have given us our best record as a franchise. So, instead, we tied it at 57-25.
Spurs not in the playoffs, just so everyone knows.
Not at all.
22-60 to finish the season.
OKC wraps up the number one seed. Congrats to them. I guess we probably should, I mean, some MVP discussion because regular season's over now. I think Shai Gilgeous earned it with them getting the number one seed. I think that.
Really?
I think if voters are going to, you know, the last day of voting, saving their vote for that last day, they got the number one seed.
It's Jokic. It has to be Jokic.
Look, I'm always going to ride for Jokic. All right. But
it's Big Honey.
I'm always going to ride for him, but. I mean, Shai Gilgeous averaged 36 assists, 2 steals on the number one team in the Western Conference. Jokic, what are the numbers?
I don't want to be this guy, but as far as most valuable player, I think it's Jokic because that team without him doesn't operate.
It's insane. He's insane. He's insane.
What are his numbers?
26, you have him up there? 12, 9.
Yeah, come on. This isn't even a thing.
Guy's insane. But I'm just saying, if Shai gets it, I understand I'm not the logic.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be mad.
But then at the same time, it's like, well, then we got to bring Tatum into this because they destroyed their conference.
But their conference sucks. So yeah, like, if true. You look at the East and the West, like, say what you will about the Kings, the Lakers, and the Warriors, like, some would say they had a disappointing season.
Well, yeah, and this is
those three teams all had over 10, were all 10 wins above 500 and are the 10-9-8 seed.
Yeah, and this is the other thing I would say, too, is that if I'm the Boston Celtics, there's four teams on the West that I'm more afraid of until we get to the first team on the East. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm more afraid of Oklahoma City, Denver, Minnesota, the Clippers, definitely Dallas, even the Suns before I'd go, oh, Milwaukee.
Like, you really, in a way, the Celtics kind of, they kind of, for lack of a better term, and funny that the region is the same, they kind of New England Patriots this thing. Like, how the Patriots were able to just win their division year after year because they had terrible teams in their division. Like, the Celtics got to play on numerous occasions the Pistons, the Wizards, the Hornets, like the Nets. Whereas if you're in the West, the bad teams you're playing, I mean, yeah, you got Portland and you got San Antonio. Those teams have significantly more wins than both Detroit and the Wizards.
Yeah.
And one of them has Wembanyama on it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
also big news. My
are you actually gonna Orlando say the Magic? Okay, thank you for finally claiming your child.
my Orlando Magic, kind of disappointing. We were the 3 seed. We were making a
seed for a little bit there.
We're making a play for the 2 seed, and then we lost like 4 out of the last 5 games. We beat up on Milwaukee in the last game of the season, pretty good. So this is a. I'm very excited because we never thought to make the even play. Like if we were in the play-in game, we were going to consider that a win because we have such a young team. And now we're the 5 seed. We don't even have to worry about the play-in game. Jonathan Isaac is now getting more play. He was around 17 to 18 minutes a game. Total shutdown. Just one of the best defensive players in the NBA. They upped him to about 30 minutes in that Milwaukee game. And it was funny because he was just smothering people. Like that offense, they looked slow. Milwaukee looked slow in that game. And then it ended up being 113-88. Obviously with the Antetokounmpo injury, that's not, you know, the whole story, but still I'm pretty excited about this. Denver is rolling. They've been keeping Murray. Denver Nuggets have been keeping Murray very safely, kind of on ice, as it were.
Everybody's healthy.
A real Nikita Kucherov sort of situation.
Man, huge shout out to Michael Porter Jr., who, I mean, on draft day when he was drafted, fell due to medicals. You know, he might never be the same player. XYZ.
Yeah.
Played 81 games this year.
Yeah. How's that to him? It's interesting because I was looking over this with the MVP voting and stuff and the All NBA, especially. There's guys like Durant, LeBron, there's a bunch of guys, like older guys, who have played more minutes than they have since like 2017, 16, 18, which is really cool because it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, the NBA kind of took a swing with the whole like game limit thing.
Yeah.
And it really worked.
I don't even know if that was necessarily incentive. I think like LeBron last year, I think outside of barring injury, he played most of the season.
Yeah.
And like this year, Anthony Davis to that same point, like barring any injury.
Yeah, without the injuries, yeah, he was just out there.
He was able to play.
I wanted to ask you real quick about this. And then do we have to get into our predictions? We've been saying this for like 3 months. It's Denver, Boston.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going like end of season prediction. I was more so.
I know,
like,
but.
You know,
does it matter?
Game and all that jazz. Like, I mean,
it's Denver, Boston. Who cares?
Some people, Brendan, you'll learn this as you move in with your lady here. Some people like foreplay. You know, gotta work your way up.
Gross. Gross. I want to ask you this. A lot of the stuff I've been looking at.
I got
at,
the Kings making it, not the Warriors, by the way.
Well, you're a liar. A lot of stuff.
Kings
I've been
should beat the Warriors last year in the playoffs.
Looking at with the All NBA stuff. How do you feel about the media being able to – the reason I bring all this up is the Halliburton situation. So Halliburton was on fire the first 10 weeks of the season, got hurt, then kind of fell off a cliff the last 10 weeks of the season. And now he's not in a lot of the projections I'm looking at. He's not in the projections to make All-NBA, and that's going to cost him $40 million with this new contract extension. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the media should have the right to do that?
The real answer is the players should have never signed off on that.
Yeah.
The players.
I just feel bad for him because it's like because he had a shitty last – because he was hurt. And
oh, yeah. He
last
took
half
an injury,
season.
Tried to come back too soon, and then ended up –
well, he had to come back too soon because in order
yeah,
to make All-NBA,
the,
you have to –
for the
hit,
number
yeah.
thing, but re-aggravated something and messed him up. But, I mean
– 40 mil.
I think he'll be fine.
That's a lot.
Still going to have like 200 mil. It's just not going to be 240.
Like, I guess you're right. All right. Let's talk about the draft.
I think who said it? The difference between 200 and 240 is just somebody's going to have a bigger boat than you. I mean,
well, really? Because the way I look at it is the difference between 200 and 240 is $40 million.
Yeah. But you got to also remember the $200 million.
Generational wealth.
I mean, either way.
His kids ain't going to have to worry about nothing.
I don't know about all them kids. Depending on how he plays the market and everything. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Nikola Jokic, 79 games.
Big honey, man. That guy. You guys are lucky. Or not lucky, but you guys are very fortunate to have him.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. He is the guy.
Shea played,
are we
going to
play the sounder?
75.
Are you just looking at
shout out to Ket Holmgren? Ket Holmgren, all 82 this year.
All 82.
All 82.
Still going to lose Rookie of the Year to Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. Question. Last question. Yes. Sorry, because we didn't really talk about the Eats that much.
Tell me what you think about me.
No.
I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings.
7 and 8. Which I mean, we know the two teams it's going to be. Which order is it going to be?
That's a little Destiny's Child for you people listening out there. 7 and 8 in the East?
Yes.
Heat Bulls.
What?
The Heat and the Bulls.
So you have the Sixers not making the playoffs.
Oh, you froze right when I said Heat Bulls.
Oh,
that was funny.
You have the Sixers not
but I was
the
just like no, it's going to be the fucking it's going to be the Sixers are going to win the first game, so where does that put them? That puts them at the 7th seed. So, yeah.
So
it'll
Sixers.
Be the Sixers at 7 and then Heat at 8,
okay.
Which is hilarious because the Heat are Boston's kryptonite.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So that really changes. Oh, we know Boston,
it's
going to
be
Denver.
Last year all over again, I mean, where I'm like, Boston's going to roll them. They're going to fucking sweep them, and then they lose.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to stay a little further away from the mic because you could hear my breathing incessantly 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with the first selection in the 2024 WNBA draft. Who had the first pick?
The Indiana Fever.
The Indiana Fever take Caitlin Clark.
Did you run into her, by the way? Did she come by the restaurant?
No, she didn't. I was kind of disappointed.
Kaylin was in New York.
I don't like her, though. I'm not a big Kaylin Clark fan. Everyone knows that.
I'm just learning this.
I'm more of a Juju Watkins kind of guy.
Kaylin was in New York, not only for the
draft.
Joe, just
because she's white doesn't mean I have to root for her.
Well, I have no issues. I like her, so I'm shocked when people don't.
What's going on with your Wi-Fi connection right now, Joseph?
I don't think it's me. I think it's you, all right? Honestly. Frankly. Oh, shit. My shit just said internet connection is unstable. You froze earlier when we were. See, this is why we shouldn't do that hour-long combo before we start the show. We're wasting.
Everything's
good
fine,
internet.
And then the longer our computers are on, they're kind of like, all right, we're done here, guys.
They're like, these guys haven't shut up yet. Jesus. But yeah, no. Whenever somebody dislikes Kaylin, I'm a little befuddled because I think she's carried herself very well throughout the entirety
of this
process.
No, I'm just being a hater. I don't dislike her.
I think because there isn't a white male savior for sports, she's become the de facto white savior.
If you want to talk about white savior, let's talk about Cameron Brink. Holy God.
She's definitely a white man. But she's not Kaylin Clark.
She's
California.
So pretty, though.
She was California. She wasn't Midwest. That's a whole different thing. Like, Kaylin coming from like a basketball city, a basketball town, a basketball state. Like, Indiana and Iowa kind of like.
Am I seeing this right? There's three white women that went the first four picks?
No. Camila Cardoso was three.
Oh, I missed. I'm sorry.
Rekia Jackson was four.
I'm sorry, I missed Cardoza.
Yeah. You missed also Rekia Jackson. She was also black.
And no, I said three in the top four, so there was three in the top five.
There was two in the top.
J.C. Sheldon, what's
is
up
she
with
white?
You?
Is she white?
Whew.
Don't remember.
She's whiter than she is white. Fucking... I was going to say something weird about the South, but...
Okay. Kaylin Clark, number one to the Indiana.
I'm reading Cameron black Brink. AF history, and I don't think that's appropriate now.
Kaylin, Cameron Brink from Stanford, number two overall. Camila Cardoso went third. I was shocked that you ended up going third. Rekia Jackson, four. Jay Sheldon, fifth. Aaliyah Edwards, sixth to... Man, why do they have the Wizards logo instead of the Mystics logo? That just threw me off. Angel Reese ended up going seven.
How did she drop so far? I thought Angel Reese was like a top dog in this conversation.
It was a stacked class, and she came out when people thought she was going to stay. I can't remember if she is a junior,
or yeah, she's
she
young.
Would have been a fifth year senior.
No, she's a junior.
But yeah, she came out a little sooner than people thought. But I think she's landed in a really good spot in Chicago with Camila Cardoso being there with her. So that's going to be really fun. She gets to play the power forward position with, you know, big help behind her instead of having to play the big like she did at LSU. She's 6'3", 6'4"-ish. Camila Cardoso is like 6'7", 6'8"-ish. So she gets a lot more free range as far as the game is concerned. What else I got in here? In the second round, in the second round, we had show favorite Kyle Liz Kitley from Virginia Tech went to the Las Vegas Aces.
Wow, she went in the second round. Wasn't she like all ACC player like three years in a row?
You got to remember she tore ACL towards the end of the season there. So I mean, she gets
she went with the last pick in the second round.
So she goes to the Aces, the team that just won the championship. So now she gets to sit and learn behind Asia Wilson and Candace Parker. And then in a year, we get to see what that rehabilitation was all about.
This is crazy, dude. They're going to be so stacked.
Also want to shout out Abby Sue. I think that's how you pronounce it. HSU. In the third round from Columbia, she went to the Connecticut Sun. I just learned via my brother that she is from Broward County, and
shouts out.
She was at Stoneman Douglas during that terrible tragedy. So, for her to make all this journey after that is pretty special. There, local story from me and Brennan.
Some people are getting steals in this draft. Like Abby is ranked 23rd overall, position ranked fourth for shooting guards, and she went 34th.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, a lot of steals. But the other thing is, a lot of people don't make rosters. Just because you got drafted don't mean you're making the team.
Yeah, that's true. And just because you didn't get drafted doesn't mean you can't make a team.
Yeah. And just because you didn't make the team this year don't mean you can't make the team next year.
So. And just because you make the team next year doesn't mean you can make it the year after.
Hey, tell them. Shout out to Alyssa Peely from Utah. She got drafted by the Lynx.
See, this is crazy. Ashley Owusu is ranked 83rd and got drafted. And then Abby Sue is ranked 23rd and got drafted after her. What is happening?
Look, man. Things happen. All right. Things happen.
I'm so excited. We're going to have like a 3-hour podcast on next 2 weeks from now for our draft, for the NFL draft.
Oh, man. The NFL draft is going to be so annoying. Shout out to Kate Martin, who got drafted.
Two non-American players taken in the first round.
I know. I was very annoyed about it. France, back-to-back, by the way. And I think
three non-American players. So France back-to-back, and then Pooch, the 12th pick, is Australian.
Australian, wow. Yeah, freaking... she's black, too, by the way. That really threw me. When I'm watching and they said Australia, and I looked, I'm like, that is not what I think when I think Australia.
No, I don't think there are. I don't think there's any black people in Australia.
There are. Go Google her, because they don't
I'm
have
doing
the picture
it right now, because I don't believe you. Wow.
I was like, whoa, what just happened here?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
But yeah, she's going to my dream, the dream second pick also from Australia. So somebody on the dreams scouting really loves Australia.
Damn. Scouting the Aussies.
Yeah, somebody really took their vacation very seriously. Wanted to write
they have her
off.
Starting already. Oh no, it's based on, I'm sorry, I apologize, it's based on number, not based on.
And De'Asia Fair, Syracuse, who became the third all-time leading women's scorer behind Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Plum, she's also going to the Vegas Aces. So Vegas, they loaded up on some guards and some bucket getters. They got De'Asia Fair, they got Kay Martin from Iowa, and they get to sit Liz Kittley for a year, so that's going to be very interesting.
So it is Liz Kittley. It's not Elizabeth.
It's Elizabeth, but I mean, she goes.
But you know
Liz.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, we call her. I have a close connection with her. I call her Liz.
In case I ever
Dang,
run into her.
And in the
her.
Third round, the fucking Dream picked somebody from Italy.
Italy.
Somebody was really fucking using the team's budget to travel the world and recruit.
I really got to go to more WNBA games.
Yeah. I was already telling the lady, I was like, look, we got to go to the, when Fever come to Atlanta, we got to go to that game. When the Sky come to Atlanta, got to go to that game. I was like, got to see the Aces this year. Hopefully the Aces come on a damn weekend this year. It kept coming in the middle of the week last year.
This is going to be so frustrating.
It's
to
different now
because
she lives here. So.
Like Helena Puyo?
What?
10th pick in the second round, 22nd overall.
Okay.
Out of Arizona. Position ranked 4, overall ranked 12th. Well,
dropped to the second round.
Well, not only that, but 5 picks before her, Esmeri Martinez, overall ranked 105th.
Jeez. Man, I will say this.
What are they seeing in some of these players?
Let me say this. ESPN does not do a great job of of their women's rank. System, like it's kind of
just so
it's kind of
drastic.
Screwy.
Cameron Brink,
screwy.
If you're out there, if you're listening, I love you.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
And you'd be surprised how quick.
Quick, name it hits.
Quick hit.
All right, we're gonna go quick with this. The NHL season is wrapping up for us. Joe, what do you got coming for your Florida Ice Cats?
Well, the Rangers are getting the Biden Cup. They're getting the President's Trophy, so good for them. Nobody wants
That's
it.
That's a curse.
It's a curse. I was like, it's a cursed thing. Good for them. Right now, we're still 1 point behind Bruins. I don't know when our last game of the season is. We got one game left.
Like you said, there's only one or two left.
On tomorrow, it's the 16th. So is everybody going to be playing tomorrow, basically? Is that what we're going to do?
I think that's what they're going to do.
Some people are playing now. So I don't know how they're going to play tomorrow. Yeah, not everybody's playing tomorrow.
We're playing in 2 days against the
Some people are. I was saying, some people are Wednesday. Some people are playing Thursday. What are we doing here, hockey?
What are we doing?
Finish it. You got the Buffalo Sabres, who their season's already over. They've played 82. The Rangers have already played 82. And then you got teams who've only played 80. What's going on? We got a team that only played 79 in the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, yeah. Thursday will be the last day of the season.
What's happening? This is a travesty.
We're sitting at the wild card spot right now.
Yeah, you guys are locked into that final wild card spot. The East is kind of all but buttoned up. There's a couple teams fighting for that final spot from the Flyers, the Penguins, the Reds, the Red Wings, and the Caps. They're fighting for that final spot. The Bruins, the Panthers, Maple Leafs all are locked in, all over 100 points this season. The Rangers got 114. The Hurricane got 111. The Islanders have 92. You guys have 96. It's unfortunate to be, in that division with all three of us getting over 100 there. But on the West Coast side, the Knights finally locked in their eighth seed. Crazy to think. Not the eighth seed. Sorry. They got two games in hand. The Predators have already played all 82. They only have 99 points. The Knights have 96. So two wins in hockey, 2 points. I mean, a win in hockey is 2 points.
A win in hockey is 2 points.
So two wins would give them 100. So they could theoretically still jump the Preds for the seventh seed. But yeah, we got Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado in the Central. And then we got the Canucks, Oilers, and the Kings in the Pacific. So, yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Did you watch PTI today?
Yeah.
How do I say? I did not know this, but the Coyotes may be leaving Arizona and going to Utah, going to Salt Lake City.
Not maybe, they are.
Yeah, I don't think it's been rubber stamped yet, but they're more than likely leaving Arizona and Arizona State.
I'm looking at it right now.
Does it say it official?
Multiple contributors, the Arizona Cardinals are on the verge of relocating.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. They approved the transaction.
Oh, did they? Okay. Well,
the NHL Board of Governors has to approve the transaction.
So keep not reading. Half reading. I'm just trying to get you into 1 o'clock so you don't go and order three slices.
I'm not. I got a little bit of sandwich I'm going to make here.
Okay.
So right. Some bread and some turkey.
Solid. Stepped on the scale at your lady's house again, huh?
Don't even get started. All right. Moving on. Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani's been officially cleared of all wrongdoing. His interpreter was a conniving SOB, apparently, and was able to scam so much money out of him. Gotta say,
this whole getting the contract late thing actually makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah,
makes
right. Deferring better. All that money, good on him. that guy couldn't access it. But apparently, this all kind of happened because his interpreter was able to impersonate him, because apparently all Japanese people sound alike. That's what everybody's assumed. And his agency, his team, no one had a Japanese speaking person. So you kind of just had to take his interpreter at face value.
Wow.
And his interpreter was able to mastermind very clumsily. Because he got caught. If you don't get caught, then you're a mastermind. But very clumsily was able to, amass this amount of debt to a bookie. And, I mean, I was listening to Bamani Jones' podcast, and apparently the bookies, they were really wanting their money, and eventually texted him, "Oh, I see Shohei walking his dog." Like, I mean, I've seen Goodfellas.
I was gonna say, if he was passing off like he was Shohei Ohtani, imagine like the bookie being like, "Well, he doesn't want to ruin his career. Of course, he's gonna give us the money."
Yeah, right.
And then come to find out crazy. It's not Shohei Ohtani.
Outside of that, the Marlins stank. We're 3-14.
Apparently, the Yankees are the first of 10 wins. God, I've been fucking hearing about that all week.
Yeah, the Yankees are 12-5. They're doing pretty dang good. Juan Soto is paying dividends already. The kid is freaking
Amazing. My freaking Red Sox 6-2 last time I checked, dude.
9-8 now.
There we go. Buddy, buddy.
Not doing great. Bottom of the division.
Bottom that's fine.
Of the division.
All right. Are we ready for Fulham Corner?
The Angels might be doing the best they've ever done without Shohei, which is very funny.
Where are the Dodgers? Let me know where the Dodgers are.
11-7, top of their division.
All right. And the Padres?
Padres,
the
Padres have 10-9.
They have their full roster back, right? Don't they have like three murderers on
their team? Well, that you can't.
Sorry.
You can't really use that type of language.
I meant like
OJ
like,
just died since we last recorded. You can't really just be
shouts out.
Calling people shouts out. That was weird. Didn't see that one coming.
I wanted to take the joke. that's your guy, up. Man. That's stacks your account.
Up. My account. It's not my account.
Yeah. That's, it's so funny. Every
funny thing is, it's really your account.
Every black comedian has been talking about this on stage, but it's so funny where they're like, all that stuff came out with P. Diddy, and immediately all my white friends are like, that's your boy, right? Like, what?
Yeah, I saw your guy. Like, whoa, that's not my guy.
Hey.
As I say to Kyle, don't put that on my jacket. Don't do that. Do you get that term?
Yeah. The fucking logo jackets.
No.
The starter jackets.
No.
That had like all the logos
no,
on
it. No, it's not.
Oh.
No. I thought you'd get it because you're an ex-con.
Yeah, I also understand it from the wire aspect, but I thought you were going from like the, your jacket is your rap sheet.
Yes, there you go. Don't put that on my jacket. Don't put that on my.
I thought you. Sorry, I went way too urban with it.
Yeah, see what you did there?
I went starter jacket.
Should have went urban with it.
I should have gone more urban.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Should have gone Trump urban. Because, you know, since he's a criminal, you know.
Hey, you know, they're all crooks.
Okay, MLS.
We don't have to do the MLS.
I got to do MLS. Right.
And I'm OCD.
Messi's not paying dividends. I mean,
yeah, what do you want to say? He's played in like fine. What 30%
I mean
of the games?
We're fine, but you know, we lost a game to was it Montreal the other day?
Montreal is a team in the MLS.
Oh, that was in the CONCACAF Cup. Okay, that was the second leg.
We gotta stop talking for an hour before the show.
That was the second leg, and we're out of the CONCACAF Championship Cup. Okay, we then beat Patrick Mahomes in Salt Lake City. So Sporting Kansas City, sorry. Brain fart there. So yeah, we're top of the table right now. We've also played the most games out of everybody, 9. So we're technically tied with the Red Bulls, but they've only played 8. So yeah, I mean, we're doing good. Doing good. The Galaxy are number 1 in the West. So yeah, cool on them. Atlanta, where you at? Atlanta's number 6 right now. Sitting at 6, only played 7 games. That's good on them. All right, Brennan, you've asked for
it. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's take that again. Here we go.
Here we go.
What's the Fulham song?
Come on, Fulham. I mean, there's a lot of
don't
different
you guys
chants.
Have like a chant?
I would say there's so many chants. I mean, I can't.
Do one. Give us one. Give us a little sneak peek.
I don't have one. I'd say
Fulham.
I can tell you my favorite one.
Yeah, you could do it.
You know what? Give me like 10 seconds.
Okay.
A little more.
While
than
he's
seconds.
Doing that, the I'm thing I wanted to touch on real quick.
One. I'll play it.
Real quick in the quick hits, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, which is not on the rundown at all, which I find an abomination.
I meant to put it on the rundown, and then I just don't care about it so much. I wanted to have an actual deep conversation about the state of golf.
There's no deep conversation.
I think there's a deeper conversation to have.
Oh, you mean with a Tiger Woods thing and
no,
all that?
Not the Tiger Woods thing.
That's your guy. this is going to be a new fun game we play. Oh my god, I am.
I was say it's the PTI
cat.
Game. Your boy.
Yeah, your boy. Yeah, he was a machine. Bryson DeChambeau fell apart on Saturday or on Friday, and then really fell apart on Saturday. But it was so funny because after Thursday, everyone was like, oh, he's leading the pack, and then just fell apart. And then Scottie Scheffler took the lead and never really relinquished it. Max Homa, who I really enjoy.
Homa.
He has a really cool story. Lost his PGA card and then eventually got it back, and now he's actually playing really well. Heard him on the Rosillo show a few years ago, and I really enjoyed him.
That makes sense. Did you talk to your uncle at all about any
No, I didn't. Okay, that's a lie. I talked to him because I made my calls on Sunday. Yeah. So he basically, what I just said is what he said. He was like, yeah, Bryson was doing well, but fell apart. Tiger's just, he's too hurt. I thought, because my uncle, you know, is a little right-leaning, and he lives down in Florida.
Tiger made the cut, all right? That's all we asked for at this time.
I thought he was going to say something really, like, you know, fun. Like, but he didn't. He was just like, he was like, no, he's old. Like, yeah, this is old. What happens.
He said he's old, so he stopped fucking. I mean, he said he wasn't going to have sex going into the tournament. Really, I mean, if we've learned anything, he's better when he's having sex. Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know if he said it. I heard Sugat say it on the Levitard show, so I'm taking it as fact.
Yeah.
I'm taking it as if Tiger said it.
Sugat is the last person we're going to take as
fact. Did Tiger Woods.
Go ahead, play it. Sex? It's Fulham corner time.
Hold on, Tiger Woods. No, I did want to ask. Do you think, because, man, I feel like no one, not a lot of people were talking about the Masters. Not a lot of people cared about the Masters outside of Tony Kornheiser. Yeah. So Tiger Woods abstaining from sex while training for the Masters.
Normally there's drama. This year, Scottie Scheffler was just murking.
Well, I feel like the problem is also the run-up to the Masters was very lacking. My larger point I want to get to is this live shit is kind of fucking up golf. Like a lot, I don't care because so many of the good players are not here.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they just crash in for the majors, and it's like, well, there's not a lot of story building. Like,
there's not a lot of world building because of it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That actually is a good point. I never thought of it that way because.
And then you got the guys who stayed, like Spieth and Rory, and they just suck every damn every major now.
Rory looked like shit, man.
I was like, Spieth didn't even make the cut.
God, it's kind of a mess right now. They need to figure this out. But I mean, to the point for the players, like they don't owe the PGA anything. So like, go get your bag. But like, still, it's not. It's making for a bad product.
Yeah, I was say it's ruining the product, and it's because ruining the story. Because
I'm not watching Liv. I'll tell you that fucking much. I'm not watching Liv Golf.
I'm not kicking CW out. Fuck, get out of here.
Is that where it's on?
I think that's one of the places it's on.
Remember the first year that they did it? And they were like, they don't even have a streaming partner, so you couldn't even watch the fucking tournaments.
Couldn't at all. It's ridiculous.
It was literally a like multi-billion-dollar enterprise just so the Saudis could
just had to
golf.
Be there. Just had to be there.
Yeah. So stupid.
All right, from now until forever, the Fulham Corner song, and I'll fade it out manually. I'm going like a minute play.
You're gonna play a whole minute?
Well, I gotta get to the chorus.
I would fetch a chicken balti pie for you. Fight with Billy Badger if you ask me to. I'd do anything for you. Your wish is my command. I would move a mountain for the Nottingham sedan. Words cannot express how much you mean
to
me.
He's so excited about it.
I love this song.
There must be some other way to make you see. You only cost £3 million, completely underpriced. We never won at Wembley, so you went and did it twice. Oh, you to me are everything. The sweetest song that I can sing. Tom Kenny, Tom Kenny. You were there when we were shite, but now we're fucking dynamite. Tom Kenny, Tom Kenny. When we need to slow things down, then Marco brings you on. That day you lift the FA Cup can't be a day too long. So now we're looking really great. Let's get our passports up to date. Tom Kenny.
All right.
There we go. Welcome to the Fulham Corner, ladies
now
and gentlemen.
Now we're in the Fulham Corner. I'll leave that as a bed on this music bed. Yeah, so we played West Ham.
West Ham.
Played West
the
Ham.
Hammers.
At West Ham. Good job, Brendan. The Hammers. Let me bet it a little more.
I'm not going to lie to you. West Ham is the team in Ted Lasso.
They are. I was thinking it the entire thing.
But it's also easy to remember their mascot.
So we were playing West Ham. West Ham, top 10 side. And I think before I even put the dang game on, because it was a Sunday game, Don't usually, yeah, they're weird, not usually prepared time. For a Sunday game. The Sunday game, threw it on. We were already up 1-0. And I was like, whoa, gotta rewind, figure out what the fuck happened here. Rewound it, saw that we almost conceded a goal. It didn't. The fucking Antonio of West Ham kicked it way over the goalpost. We got a good run on it. Made a direct pass. I think Iwobi had made a pass to Muniz in the middle. The defender stopped it, but he just like cut it short. He could have let the goalkeeper get it, but he kind of stopped it and left it short. And then Andreas Pereira was able to just pick it up, sidestep the goalkeeper and the center back, fire it through the net, and he got that one. And from then on, we were just pretty much in control of the entire game. West Ham, they got a couple good opportunities, but they couldn't make anything really stick, or they couldn't put anything in the back of the net. And then late in the game, again, right before substitutions, I think in like the 69th minute or so, Fulham sets up again. I want to say Muniz held it up, passed it to Iwobi on the right side. Iwobi fired it back middle, and Pereira was there again. Pereira got a brace, two goals in the match, which was pretty spectacular. 72nd minute. Let me go to Twitter real fast because the homie Terry of Fulham in the South. Shout out Fulham in the South. One of these days I'm going to remember to post this damn episode in there so we can get those listeners for this 10-minute segment, this 5-minute segment, really. But so I had tweeted from the Fulham in the South Twitter account that we got 7 goals, conceded 0, and took 6 points off of West Ham. That's a top 10 side, a big bad in Ted Lasso, as Brennan pointed out. And Terry gave a really fun stat. The first time we got 2 wins over them since the 60s. Pretty impressive. Really? Yeah. First time we took the complete 6 points from West Ham since the 60s. So pretty good season as far as beating top 10 sides. I mean, we got a win over Man U. Got a win and a draw versus over Arsenal.
What is the name that he's saying in that song?
Tom Kearney.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it sounded like he was saying Tom Kenny, and I was like, who's Tom Kenny? No, I know Tom Kearney.
It's Tom a great Kearney. Song. It's a good little ditty. Gets stuck in your head. I think I caught him. Didn't catch him. This is the second one, because I did kill the first one. But yeah.
Beautiful.
Great game. Great execution.
We're not going down. We're not getting
We're for sure not going down. We're staying up. I'm really mad, though, because if not for that,
what did I say, regulated? What's the word?
Relegated. If not for that, unfortunate loss to Nottingham Forest, we're at 45 points, and we're top 10 in this year as well. So the margins.
How many games we got left?
Margins are 30. I think we have 5 games left, 2 right. of them against top 5 sides. our next game is against Liverpool, then we play Man City later. But after that, I mean, we got Crystal Palace, Brentford, and Luton, one of which Luton, a bottom 3 club, but you know, that's not guaranteed us.
Yeah.
I mean, we drew with Sheffield United both games this season, and they're literally going to be relegated. They are the worst team in the whole. Oh, I lied. It was 3-1 against Sheffield the first time. It was 3-3 the second time. Who am I thinking of then? Who am I thinking
Tune in next week when we figure out who Joe is thinking Burnley. Of. All right.
Yeah, we're skipping the walk-off. I'm thinking of Burnley. We lost 0-2 to Burnley, and then we drew with Burnley. That's who I was thinking of. They're a top.
And they're a bottom relegated three team side. Too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a bottom 3 side. So,
listen to you with your terms. Bottom 3, top 3. Get out of here.
So, yeah. Hopefully, we beat Luton. Hopefully we can beat Crystal Palace.
Hopefully we can beat fucking Liverpool. How about that? How's that
I mean,
sound?
Look, we've been close in the past. Liverpool.
Roommate's a big Liverpool guy. We got to beat him.
I mean, look, I would love nothing more because they have our number like a motherfucker, I want to say. We were up on them in the regular season, and then they scored like 2 quick goals and ended
nuts.
Us there. And then we were up with them in the first leg of the the Carabao Cup semifinals.
Yeah.
And then they scored two goals on us really quickly there. And it was like, dang it. So, yeah, we have a long history with Liverpool. We started the season out last year drawing with them. That's when we knew things might actually be looking up for us at the start of last season. So a win against them would be spectacular. A win against Man City would be phenomenal. We've played them close, relatively close.
Yeah, I was going to say. Totally.
I was saying we lost 5-1 this year. But that all changes on the goal that shouldn't have been a goal that Haaland even said shouldn't have been allowed. But we've had strong performances against both of these teams. So all five games should be competitive if we come out and play the way we have played.
The last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we should have. So I do want to shout out, sorry, I know I'm going long. Calvin Bassey. It's rare you watch a game and you're like, wow, this center back is kicking ass. That entire game, I was like, Calvin Bassey is kicking ass. I was like, holy shit. He is covering everything. Like, nothing is getting beyond him. He's shutting down everything. He's playing a crisp game. His outlet passes are on point. Like, he had a hell of a game last game. So, just want to give him a shout
out
in case he ever hears this. All right, let's get out of here. How did we go to midnight?
This happens every week the past like 3 months.
Don't know how this happened.
All right, Joe, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe Dorval. You can find this show's Twitter and Instagram at Kieran Press. Don't forget to check out the other shows on the network. That's A New Low, and that is Who Does a Podcast. Who Does a Podcast? We just did Dream Girls, and now next week we're doing Dix the Musical on HBO Max.
Heard a lot about Dix.
Dix the Musical. So yeah, check me out. Check out my music, Headphone Joe, under the moniker Headphone. Check my music out under the moniker Headphone Joe. No, oh no, E in the Phone, TV, TV Season 2, 30, Outside, all those great, illustrious award-winning albums. Brennan, where can we find you?
At Brennan T. Comedy on all social media. BrennanTComedy.com. Check out my one-man show, Ex-Drinking Buddy, A Comics Look at Life, Near Death, Recovery, and Redemption. And also, check out my other podcast. It's called Ex-Drinking Buddy as well. I have guests on to talk about their best and worst drinking, drug, party, and getting in trouble stories. Great episode this week with one of my very good friends, Cab Washington. It is so much fun.
Great
show. So check that
out. I think I was telling you a couple weeks ago, one of my last comedy podcasts, like just straight up podcast by comedian with comedians on it. One of the last ones I still listen to.
Still surviving, baby.
Still enjoyable after all this time.
All right.
I get upset when you don't mention me by name. I will say that.
I do mention you in this one with Cam.
Oh, do you? I was about to say, because last week you said, me and my buddy, you distorted the conversation as well. I was very annoyed by it. I was about to say, you made a best fast food thing. No, it was a specific conversation. Best top three burger fast foods.
It was. I know. I was just for time.
You broadened it out. Taco Bell got in the mix. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are we doing here? All right, let's get out of here.
Became a disaster.
God, became a mess.
And that's why we play the game.
Hello.
Hello. Huge shout out. Caitlin Clark, number one. Let's see what she's got. You gotta prove it to me.
Cutting that out.
What? You can't edit that out.